All righty. Hey, welcome, everybody. It is April 29th, and this is our weekly call we do on Friday mornings. Welcome if you are tuning in for the first time. It's an 8:30 a.m. Eastern call, and these calls are recorded. You can, of course, listen to the replay, which we post in Slack. It is also available on slgteam.com. And I do want to encourage all of you, if you're brand new, if you haven't checked it out or seen it, we have a section on SLG Team. That's SLG University. It's kind of where a lot of these archive calls go. Last week was a couple, I can't remember when it was, but the call with Spencer Holmes. I know that call's up there. There's a bunch of new calls up there. I would encourage you to go back and listen to those because, you know, it's important to stay obviously connected in this business to get on these calls, but, you know, just constantly be trying to pick up nuggets and learn and from people that are doing what you're doing. And so, but to go check that out at SLG University on SLG Team, just to listen to things. Maybe if you want to listen to something while you're dialing, that's kind of the whole point of that. So also want to just mention a few things. One, I know we put this in Slack, but on our SLG CRM leads that you can purchase right through the system and load automatically, those are now populating correctly with the date of birth. So you do not have to go to the notes section to see the date of birth. It's right there on the main page where all the other information is. That is certainly makes it a little easier when you're talking to a lead. Of course, I had to get used to looking at a different place for those of you that, you know, because all of a sudden it was in a different place. But now they're right there in the date of birth field. So that is done. And what that's really going to allow us to do is, now that we got that fixed, is you know, be able to more target certain date of births and so forth. So we'll be talking about that, but I think it's really going to help to be a little more focused. So we're going to have a lot of great options on that. But I just wanted to mention that if you're dialing, if you're dialing an aged lead, then obviously it may not be in there. But anything going as of I think a couple days ago, any fresh leads, they're all going to be populated automatically. So I wanted to mention that we are, you know, constantly trying to learn and try new things. We're excited. Next week, we're Dave and I and maybe one or two other agents are going to be testing a very, very premium, something we've been working on. But we're only going to talk about it if we can get the proper return that we know it will work well for agents, and if so, we'll offer it. It's a final expense type of program, and it may not, if we can't close at a good enough ratio, then we're not going to promote something. If we can't do well on it and make money on it, then we don't want to be suggesting that other people do. So we're going to be testing something out. Got another call today, working on a whole nother program. So we're trying to continually stay, you know, test things, continue to evolve as it comes to leads, not to replace what we have, but just to create options for different agents. And so that's really, you know, what I feel like is our responsibility, is not just to just offer something. Obviously, we have lots of vendors as well, people do their own things, but we want to make sure we're constantly testing and measuring and providing options for all of you so that you can grow and scale your business. So anyway, we got a lot of things in the works there. I want to give a big, big shout out to Mr. Jason Schaefer. He, the other day, submitted I believe it was almost $12,000 in premium. I think it was $11,880 in premium, which is a pretty awesome deal, big deal. I know that was tag team. Some of that was tag team with different folks as well. But I really just want to give Jason a shout out because Jason has come on to help us. You know, he's really bought into our vision of what we're trying to build, not what we're trying, what we are building at SLG to create, you know, the lifestyle IMO and continue to grow and evolve. And Jason's totally 100% bought in, not just bought in, but helping us to make that a reality, and is doing so much. He's really kind of become into almost a director of operations. He's wearing a lot of different hats and just doing a lot. But on top of that, he loves to sell life insurance, loves to help. He loves to help people with life insurance. And so, you know, submitting that many applications in a day, 12,000 worth of premium, that's a lot. That's a lot. And on top of everything else that he's doing, it just deserves a big shout out because that's just how committed he is. And we appreciate you, Jason, and all that you're doing. And, you know, this is really like our whole goal. You know, we created that product guide, you know, carrier product guide is just, you know, wherever you are on this, if you're just getting started, you know, it's pick one carrier like we talk about and start dialing and focusing on that. Focus on mastering final expense and selling. And really don't, if there's something that's outside your comfort zone, what we want to do is create an easy system where you can flip whatever you may happen to find that's not yet in your comfort zone. Maybe it will be later, because the whole goal is to continue to level up if you want to and continue to grow. It's like yesterday, you know, Jerry Perkins, you know, in off of a telemarketed lead, identified someone with a pretty large sum of money with a lot of opportunity, but it was a little bit outside of what he was comfortable with currently. And so what did Jerry do? He passed that on, and that was off of a telemarketed callback lead. So when you're calling and talking to lots of people, there's opportunities that you may come across that are outside of what you're currently comfortable handling, but rather than just letting it go, build up that an expert can reach out to them, and we have a process for that. That's why we have a refer to a specialist, email it to support, and we want to keep expanding on that. Maybe some of you will be that specialist down the road if you want to be, but the whole thing is just, you know, continuing to focus on what you can do, what's inside, like Warren Buffett says, in your circle of competency, what is your comfort zone? But what happens is the more you do this, your comfort zone expands. As long as you're pushing that's what I always love about the whole idea of a comfort zone. If we live on the edges of our comfort zone actually increases. And so, you know, we have kind of, and when it comes to life insurance, you know, and this is not bragging, but I am very comfortable with any type of life insurance sale now. I mean, there's a few different, maybe some things on maybe that are get complicated on buy sell and split dollar. There's complicated things, but for the most part, you know, my comfort zone has grown over the past, you know, 10 years that I've been in this business or whatever. I'm constantly trying to grow, but wherever your comfort zone is, focus there, stay there. And then occasionally you can push and learn something new as you go. That's what we want to do at our conference. We want to help teach new things. And that's why you start with one carrier. When we started doing telesales, we focused on LBL and AIG. That's all we did. We created a six-figure income, and then we said, hey, maybe we could add in Prosperity. Hey, maybe we could add in Royal Neighbors. And maybe we can add in, you know, Great Western. And we just started gradually getting a little more comfortable with selling final expense over the phone. And then we, you know, just kept learning from there. So the point is, focus on your comfort zone. If you come across something that's out of your comfort zone, you know, pass it along to an expert, build up the expert, and you can benefit from that as well. And in the future, maybe you can decide if you want to flip that offer, or you can keep it yourself. But anyway, I just wanted to give Jason a shout on that. I want to give a huge, huge shout out to Jerry Perkins. And I don't want to leave out Sheiky Perkins, who is also having an incredible, incredible month. But, you know, Jerry, I wanted to highlight Jerry, and I actually wanted to get Jerry on the call. I was talking to him kind of late yesterday, and we didn't get to finish talking. I was going to actually ask him to come share on the call, but we'll get him to share on another call. But Jerry has been very consistent. He's been with us now for a while, and I love Jerry. I can't say enough about him because, you know, Jerry has stayed with this, right? It was not, and he'll tell his story. He didn't get off to the super fast start. It was a rocky start. I mean, I remember when Jerry first started with us. But the point is, Jerry's scrappy. That's what I love. He's like a lot of us that are, you know, entrepreneurs. Great. Jerry, it just is going to stay with something and continue to get better. And that's exactly what Jerry's done. Jerry has been a top producer. But he does other things too. He's got other things he's done, and this has been part of him kind of growing his lifestyle business. And he's nowhere. I mean, he ain't done by any means. But the reason I really wanted to highlight Jerry is because the beginning of this month, or before the month started, Jerry made a real commitment, and not that he hasn't been committed, but a commitment to level up. And I wanted to highlight it because I think it's applicable to all of us. Is that, you know, when Jerry set a goal this month, and what changed with Jerry, not that Jerry's, again, he's been doing great, he's been a top producer, but he increased his production, and really what it came down to is he decided to, and he truly committed. And what I mean by having a goal is, you know, I've done this long enough to know when someone has a a real goal or when someone has more of a wish. And when Jerry committed at the beginning of the month, it was a true commitment, and it was a I will, I am, versus we're going to try. I'm going to try to do this. And that's what I really wanted to highlight, was because Jerry committed to write 20K this month, right? Again, Jerry's been a consistent, 10K type of producer and doing a lot of other things as well, which is incredible, right? Because he does other things, but he committed. So I am going to write $20,000 in production. I hope Jerry don't mind me sharing this, but I want to share it because it's a lesson for all of us that want to level up. And what Jerry did is the words were I will, and then he put it on a whiteboard right in front of him that he can see every single day. So he's visualizing it, and then he was tracking his sales. And I know this because he was sending pictures, and showing as he's tracking it. So his goal was right there in front of him constantly all day. And then he was also tracking where he's going towards goals. And these are the type things that make people increase production, right? When we have real goals, it doesn't mean that we're guaranteed to always hit our goals. I mean, it doesn't mean that at all. But what I will say is when we have wishes that we set out there, we miss them 100% of the time. But when we set real goals, we hit them more often than not when we do all the right steps necessary. And even if we fall short, we still do so much more than we do without that clear goal. So Jerry committed. I knew from the beginning, hey, this is going to be a big month. Jerry's going to do it, because it wasn't I'm going to try. It was this is what I'm going to do. He owned it, and he put a whiteboard up there. And then, what he did is he had to create a plan that matched his goal. And this is also key, right? We can't say we're going to write, 30K or 20K and not have the proper plan to match it. And so in our business, part of that to match it is to match the right lead spend. In other words, if someone sets a 20K goal and they take $1,000 in leads, well, news for you, you're probably not going to hit it, because your plan, I mean, you can do warm market stuff, and I mean, it can happen. I'm not saying that, but in terms of generally speaking off of sales, it's not a real plan that matches the goal. And so in our business, we know we've just seen, 5X is a pretty good gauge to go off of, right? So that means whatever you want to write, you divide it by 5. That's about how much you probably need to invest in a lead spend, right? Not counting for warm market sales and other things you might do, but just selling off of leads. And so, Jerry matched it. He matched his lead investment to his goal. And I said, well, gosh, $4,000, for example, if you're going to spend $4,000, that's a lot of money to invest. Yes, but if you write $20,000 in premium, right, it's worth it. And so, we have this laid out exactly. We have a 10K commitment, and it really is exactly what Jerry did, just on 20K. And what other of you have done the same. But I just wanted to highlight Jerry, because it was, he did all the things necessary to have a great month. He committed, right? He said, I am going to do it. And he put it out there. He visualized it, created accountability. He shared it, right? He didn't go share it with the world, but he shared it with some key people, created some accountability, right? And then he had an action plan to match it. And what I want to do, and I'm going to get David on, I just want to read, because we're reading, it just was perfect, because, we're reading Max Out this month in our 1%. If you're not part of the 1% club, you need to be, because this book is amazing. All the books are amazing. But I just wanted to read this couple sections right here, and just listen to what I just said about Jerry and his goals, and then just listen to this. This is chapter 6, page 79. Set goals as if you possess them. Be very specific with your goals. The three main elements necessary in achieving goals are specificity, that's a hard word for me, accountability, visualization. Right? Being specific is the first crucial step in goal setting. Your mind cannot work when the task is vague. Saying I want to be rich is not a real goal. Identifying the amount of wealth you want, when you will achieve it, and what it will look like creates an actual target you can hit. The clearer it is, right, and that was so true for Glarus. Cherry is perfectly clear what he wanted, but the clearer it is, the more likely your mind, body, and soul will go to work on creating those things in life. The reason so many people do not achieve their goals, listen to this, is because they do not get specific and clear. People don't like being specific because it commits them to a target. They prefer to be vague so they can decide if they hit it or not. God, this is so true. The second essential step is accountability, exactly what Jerry did. There's a power in saying the goal out loud and sharing it with someone that can hold you accountable. It doesn't mean you got to go post it on Facebook to the world. I don't think that accomplishes much of anything. But you share it with the right people. If you want to share it in Slack, that's a safe place. Everybody understands, right? But you want to share it with a few, with at least the people to hold you accountable. When life's distractions take you off track, you have another person outside those distractions that can connect you back to the goals. Be accountable to a friend, family member, or a mentor who can support you. The third step is visualization of your goals. This can be done by utilizing vision boards, posting your goal list throughout your home, exactly what I said Jerry did with the whiteboard, simply focus on them in your mind repeatedly. If you're a praying person, you should pray for them, right? And he goes on and talks about it. The more familiar your brain becomes with it, the more familiar you are with your goals, the more likely you are to identify the paths, people, and tasks needed to achieve them. Obsessively create positive habits, and you can change and master any area of your life. Our minds love to gravitate towards the familiar, right? Once you set goals and reasons, then you've got to write a detailed plan of how to do it, exactly what Jerry did, right? Exactly, you know, the leads, the dials, the quotes, everything you have to do. Goals are not promises. I'm just skipping around. Goals are not promises. They're commitments. And he goes on, make a real decision. How do you know if you've made a real decision? If you followed it up with immediate action. The minute you decide something, you take action. The only way to change your life is to make real decisions. And he goes on, and I encourage you, I just wanted to highlight what Jerry did, because I don't care if your goal is you want to write 5,000. Everything that Jerry did, everything that Ed Mylett is talking about right there, that's how you go write 5,000. Well, what lead do I need? I don't care. Pick a lead source, right? Match the proper spin to it. It does not matter. Guess what? If David says, I'm going to write $30,000 next month, it doesn't matter if we feed David telemarketing leads. It doesn't matter if we feed David internet leads. It doesn't matter if we feed him some other leads we're about to start testing. I will assure you that if David makes a commitment, which he always does, but if he commits to $30,000 premium, he will write $30,000 in premium. Now, we got a big monster goal, a different type of goal next month. It's a big one, and we're going after it. But you know what? We're going to do it because the same principle applies. So wherever you are in your business, commit to it. I don't care if it's you want to write $2,000 because you've never written $2,000 a month. Whatever. Create the plan. Put it on a whiteboard. Don't stop until you hit it. And then what you do is you stretch it up, because your comfort zone, once you write 10,000, you'll never shrink back below that, because you know you can do it. The same thing with 20,000, the same thing with 30,000. And guess what? You can write $100,000. It's going to involve leveling up, right? You may not be able to visually see it yet, but you know what? Every step will take you to the next step. And so wherever you are, these principles is how you're going to level up and how this business works. This is the key to the business, in my opinion. But anyway, way to go, Jerry. Way to go, Sheiky. Keep it up. And Mr. David, I'm going to turn the call over to you.
Hey, can you hear me okay? Rich?
Yeah, sorry, I muted my phone. Yep, I got you.
Oh, good, good. Hey, man, that was such – I mean, I honestly don't even need to say anything, because you did such a good job, and I just want to reemphasize what Rich said with Jerry. It starts with a commitment. You know, I was sitting down last night and thinking about, you know, the call today, and Haley and I, my wife, spent a little time dream building last night. And that's so important, too, along with goal setting for me, because it and y'all might hear my baby in the background. My wife's not here. But it that's what gives me fuel, right? And dream building is all different things, where we want to be in the future, where we want to be when our kids are grown, where we want to be, you know, when, you know, towards the end, and knowing that, hey, so much of the joy that we gain throughout life is based on the commitments we make and seeing things through. You know, Jerry made a commitment to do 20K. He wasn't afraid of the action that it's going to take. You know, when you set goals and then you make a commitment to achieve them, as long as you stay consistent and you put the effort in every day and you stay consistent and you push through, the outcome honestly does not matter, because your confidence is going to increase, because you're putting in work. You're feeling the heat of the fire, right? You're getting outside of your comfort zone. And more times than not, you're going to achieve more than you thought you were capable of. And when that moment happens, it creates so much power and freedom within yourself, because you just turned a switch, right? You met a big goal. You decided, you know what, and I'm going to put my action behind my words, and I'm going to do it. Like Rich said, I am going to do it. I am committed. I am going to push myself. Not I hope. Not I wish. Not I think. I can. I am. I can. I am. And I'm just so proud of it, of Jerry and Shiki, because they backed it up. I mean, they are absolutely killing it, just like so many people right now in the community. And it just goes to show that, hey, you know, I understand there's a learning curve. The first step is building the habit, building the actions, being able to dial. If you dial, your production is going to follow. I promise you it will. You learn to write one app a week. That's amazing. Now you're going to learn to write two. And you slowly build on it, right? You don't want to build so fast that it's easy to fall. Everything starts with the foundation. And the hardest and longest process of building anything is building a strong foundation. But once you build that foundation, you've created the right habits, then you just fuel yourself with goals and dream big. You know, I've asked a lot of people, and I've read a lot of books, just like Rich, and, you know, especially people towards the end of their working career or at the end of their working career, and they're, you know, more so focused on giving back knowledge that they know. And the number one thing when I ask people, you know, looking back, is there anything that you would have done differently with everything that you know now? Anything that you did in the past that could have helped you? And one of the most common things, said in different ways, is I didn't dream big enough. I had self-imposed subconscious limiting beliefs. And I wish I would have just dreamed bigger, because you're capable so much more than you can possibly imagine. If you surround yourself with the right people, you cut off and replace bad habits with good habits, and you have good intentions, and you have a drive and a commitment, then it's just everyday actions, right? I mean, think about all the people that Jerry and Shiki are helping, right? So many families that they're helping. So many lives are changed, because when those people pass, their families are going to receive a death benefit. Then they're going to pay it forward, right? And they're helping themselves. They're working. They're inspiring people, and they're inspiring me. I mean, I'm fired up, because people who put goals down and make a commitment, visualize it. Listen to everything Rich said that Jerry was doing. It's everything we talk about all the time. Visualization, commitment, action, go for it. And I'm so proud of Jerry and Shiki, because they committed, right? And now they're going to continue to grow. And this is what, not the business, it's what life is about, right? Growth. Constantly getting 1% better every single day, right? Rich and I and Jason, we're doing everything that we can to constantly make SLG better, right? We want to continue to evolve. We have our focus. We have the foundation of what SLG is. But we always want to grow and evolve and be able to help people from the top of the food chain to middle America to people on low income, whatever it is. We want to make sure that if there are needs, we can get out there and help people, because we're committed, right? Everybody on this call is committed. And look around. See the success habits. See those things. Success always leaves clues. And so it starts with a commitment. And you got to set goals and dream big. Challenge yourself. Confidence stems from preparation, right? The joy is in the journey. So just focus, commit, and always be dialing. Start with the habits, and success and action always will produce production. Production always follows activity. So great job this month, everybody. Let's finish the month strong today, and let's get out there and always be dialing. Thanks, Rich.